simulation campaigns conducted for Iraq's parliamentary election. The ballot on Sunday is the first to be held since nationwide protests in 2019, demanding a change in the electoral system. And with the intense political rivalry between armed groups, a resurgence of ISIL, and widespread skepticism towards the election, securing it is a major task. In the city of Najaf, soldiers are being deployed alongside police officers to protect more than 350 ballot centers. They're on high alert for any threats.
We have started conducting sweep operations of the ballot box locations to maintain security in the whole governorate and prevent any infiltrations.
The government has urged people to cast their votes. Upgraded biometric cards will be used. The Elections Commission says they prevent vote rigging. Dozens of international observers will be also deployed to monitor the voting process.
There are more than 50,000 polling stations and at least 3,000 candidates in this parliamentary election. These security individuals say they will do all they can to make sure everyone is safe and the polls take place without an incident.
The government says the number of ballot stations has been increased to reduce the risk of COVID-19, and the Elections Commission says people will be able to vote in safety.
Our mission is securing the ballot boxes and transferring them from ballot stations to the main tally centre. That includes securing the ballot boxes on roads. We have over 100,000 security individuals, including intelligence and national security units. They will remain on high alert until days after the election results are announced.
Najaf is one of the most densely populated cities in Iraq because it has some of its most revered Islamic shrines. That has made it the target of many attacks by armed groups since the 2003 US-led invasion, leaving many people anxious the security measures on Sunday will prove effective. Mahmoud Abdul Wahid, Al Jazeera, Najaf.